Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groff, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, Associate Professor of Economics at McNeese, and economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. We have started speaking to all the parishes in our region to talk about their economies so we can get a well-rounded view of the area we serve. Cameron Parish is so unique and important to the local, state, national, and global economy, we had to split this up into two parts. The first part was with Claire Marceau, former Cameron Parish Port Director, and today we are joined by Kim Monte for part two. Kim is now the Executive Director of the Cameron Parish Port Harbor and Terminal District, which for Cameron Parish really falls in line with the role of Economic Development Director as well. Her educational background, along with her experience in sales with a Fortune 500 pharmaceutical company, and then later as Regional Executive Director of the American Heart Association, has given Kim a keen sense of how working with people with far different backgrounds but similar goals and visions result in building positive relationships and creating positive change. Taking over the position from our guest on the previous episode, Kim finds herself leading economic development in the port in Cameron through a strange transition phase, rebuilding phase, rebirth, or whatever word you choose that hopefully Kim will shine some light on. And thank you so much for agreeing to be on. Really appreciate it. Did I say it right? Monte?
Monte, correct.
Monte, okay. We also had some technical difficulties, so I hope this is recording right now. But thank you so much for agreeing to be on. And we kind of covered a little of the history of Cameron and how it became this industrial center of this new LNG commodity and all other facets of the parish. But now we're kind of looking at a new trajectory of the parish after completion of some projects. And we're anticipating new development, still going recovery from the storms. So this is going to be very interesting to see. We already talked about the history. Now we can talk about where we are and where we're going. So how did you come into the current position, and what can you tell us about Cameron's economy?
Well, Dan, first, thank you so much for having me. I've listened to all your podcasts and truly do feel honored to be among your guests.
Oh, thanks. I always like to have listeners, you know.
Before we get to me, though, I just want to go back to that comment you made about it being strange transition phase, rebuilding phase, rebirth, or whatever. I love that. I think for me, it's all of those things. At this exact time, Cameron Parish is a blank stage with a beautiful backdrop, with all the resources to make it exactly what we want it to be. This is really why I decided to take this position. I have had a very fortunate background that has allowed me some very unique experiences and connections across the nation that I feel have positioned me well for the work I'm doing now. I'm ready now to work on my life's passion, and that's Cameron Parish. I have come across a diverse background of corporate sales coupled with a career in technical education, working with students, getting them ready for working in the types of jobs that Cameron Parish is now offering.
Like what level? Elementary?
I worked in the high school,
technical
career in technical education in high school. I really feel this has prepared me to partner with some of the people that I'm working with now. I've been in this position for a little over a year now, but it seems like it's just flown by because it seems like it's been the comfortable place that I've belonged in, which really seems like a strange description of your first year on the job. But it's been an enjoyable first year.
So you've been on the job for a year, but you've been in Cameron how long now?
I've been in Cameron over 30 years.
Oh, okay. And so from your point of view, what makes Cameron so unique? Or I'd say it's unique as an economy, as an area, people, everything.
It's definitely unique. Probably one of the most unique places imaginable. The people in Cameron Parish are probably what I find to be the most unique. They're probably some of the most resilient people in the world. Although they have the lowest population, they probably have the strongest bond of any people I've ever met. I came from East Texas growing up in a totally different atmosphere.
Southeast Texas?
East Texas, Nacogdoches area. Okay. Stephen F. Austin used to be one of the biggest rivals of McNeese.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Well, being from Louisiana, there was Nacogdoches, and I'd hear Nacogdoches, and I thought they were saying Nacogdoches wrong, but no, it's a place in
Nacogdoches and Nacogdoches were actually two Indian brothers, if you knew old... tale of the Indian brothers.
I'm gonna have to Google that after this.
The tale goes, the Indian chief had the two brothers, and they put them, he put them back to back, and they were feuding over territory, and he put them back to back and told them to walk until the sun went down, and they each walked, and wherever they stopped when the sun went down, that's where each of those communities or areas were settled, Nacogdoches and Nacogdoches. So anyway, that's the story anyway.
I did not know that. You learned something more than just Cameron.
Yeah. So the people, I think, is one of the most unique things about Cameron. I think I haven't been in any other place in the world where when one of their own is in need, whether it's friend or foe, everyone stops what they're doing and makes sure the needs are met. You know, I think this goes back to that blank stage that I was talking about with all of the resources. I could go on and on about the resources in Cameron Parish, from the duck hunting, the deer hunting, the commercial fishing, the recreational fishing, all of the beaches, the three refuges, the oil, the natural gas, the infrastructure of pipelines like no other in the country, 44 miles of Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, a deep water channel, a shallow draft water channel, the Mermentau River, and some of the best schools in the state of Louisiana.
It's really amazing how, like you said, such a small population, like one of the largest land area, but it's got so much for recreation and industry all together. It's really unique.
I mean, it really is unique. It's we service the world and the nation, and there's no reason why we can't be one of the best tourism draws in the world also.
Exactly. It takes a lot of building too. And that kind of leads into my next question, because in the last podcast, I talked about how it was showing some of the most mind-boggling economic statistics we'd ever seen. But now you're seeing a lot of the construction stopped. We're kind of waiting on more building to take place, more FIDs. And it was also devastated by Hurricane Laura. So where do you see Cameron Parish currently, and what challenges is it facing?
As far as recovery of the parish infrastructure goes, almost all of the buildings were completely rebuilt after Hurricane Rita in 2005, with disaster resilient design as a priority, which has proven effective during Hurricane Ike in 2008 and for Laura and Delta. We had minor cosmetic damage to about 85% of our parish buildings, which allowed us to get our government functioning at a normal capacity quickly and allowed us to focus on our neighbors, friends, and community member needs.
Now, are you talking about the public government buildings?
Government buildings were back up and running pretty quickly. Our LNG industries were up and running right away and never missed a beat, and were able to help with a lot of the community needs as well. When I came into my job, my number one goal when I was hired by the Port Board was acquiring assets and properties. The one piece of property that was owned by the port was undeveloped and was under lease for 90 years. And our Port Board as a board has the authority to tax our property owners, but has chosen not to do that. So
you could collect like a millage?
Collect a millage, and we've chosen to just not do that.
Okay.
And so this property that they own, being under lease, is our one and only revenue source. So I felt that in order to attract businesses, we needed a footprint. And so my goal in this first year has been to acquire property. I've done that on a small scale and am working very, very close to getting two or three more pieces of property, and am just focused on bringing infrastructure and business to the parish.
So acquiring property for businesses for locate on, and
yes, for the port, for businesses to locate on. Mm-hmm. Forever, Cameron Parish has had all of its eggs in one basket in oil. And I think that we learned when the oil industry went south, so did the economy and the job market in Cameron. And so I think also along with that, my goal has been to diversify the economy some in Cameron Parish when we build back. And so not only are we focused on the LNG as we should be, the LNG has been very good to Cameron Parish, and we continue to work to grow the LNGs in Cameron Parish, but we also want to attract other types of energy to Cameron Parish and other types of business. Mm-hmm. So that once again, when we build the portfolio of businesses in the parish, we don't have all the eggs in one basket.
And yeah, and with this area, and it's going to be a tired talking point, but so many places would love to have the industry that we have in this region, not just the area. But so now you kind of have to focus on quality of life, population, and that's definitely something in Cameron, correct? Is that something you're looking at?
It is something. And talk about a tired talking point. I can get on a soapbox of insurance in Cameron Parish. And I think that if we can ever get to the point where we can get insurance offered at a reasonable price and offered at all in some places, yeah, that we can begin to get residents back. It's not that residents don't want to go back to Cameron, it's that they can't afford to go back. And so I think that, you know, if we can get an insurance commissioner that is focused on making sure that we can get affordable insurance back in the coastal regions, that people will come back to Cameron Parish. I think along with the economy in Cameron Parish, the tourism is going to be a important part of the economic growth. I think that a lot of the old challenges, that talking about that blank slate, mm-hmm, again, that beautiful backdrop and blank slate, we don't have a lot of the challenges that we had at one point. And I think that our beaches are making a big comeback. Rutherford Beach and Holly Beach have been extremely busy over this summer. Holly Beach is building back. There are nice camps that are staying busy, and they're having entertainment all summer long on the beach and having activities. They're drawing good crowds at both beaches. I think part of my job is also, and what I've been working towards, is getting gas stations back. Yeah. If you want tourism back, you've got to get the gas stations back. So we've got to have the gas stations. We've got to have a gas station in Holly Beach. We've got to have a gas station back in Creole. If you want people to travel through your parish, you've got to be able to get fuel.
Because sometimes, like Cameron, you're like, okay, I'm going to go down to Cameron. Do you have enough fuel? You have all the... Yeah, so
that's right. So I think looking at those types of infrastructure is important. The basics and having those needs met, and then growing the tourism back is going to be an important part.
Definitely.
Of our growth.
And you've been in the position relatively a year. I know it's flown by and so much has happened since 2020. What major surprises have you experienced since being on this job?
You know, surprises are it's hard to be surprised after you've lived in Cameron Parish for a while, you know. That's kind of relative after four major hits from a hurricane since you've lived there. So I don't think that surprises are even relative anymore. But I think that this is a time that I would say a lot of the challenges have been lifted, and I can say that probably this is a time when I've seen the most sentiment of positivity and of moving forward and of making plans for a better and stronger Cameron Parish right now than probably ever before.
How has it been working with the local businesses and governmental entities down there?
That's been great. I think of all of the things that I've done, that's my favorite part of my job, mm-hmm. because I've worked all over, and now to be working with family and friends and in my area and for my area, that's just a fun thing to do every day.
Did you know most of them prior to that?
I did know many of them.
Okay.
I did know many of them prior.
And how's the general population taking to the rebuilding? What's affecting them most?
There I go again with the soapbox. It's the insurance.
It's the insurance.
I think that is the single number one thing that has affected the rebuilding process. Fix the insurance problem, and we'll fix the resident problem and the small business problem in the parish. If we can fix the insurance problem, we can get the people back, and we can get the small businesses back. And that's the thing that I cross when trying to open a gas station in Holly Beach is the insurance problem,
right,
of opening a small business.
Because it just costs so much.
It just costs so much.
Building restrictions? I guess y'all are used to those being built up a certain height and everything. That's not a...
To build a gas station on Holly Beach and to build the store, the bottom lowest part of the store has got to be 18 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is. The building codes and the insurance are all... but I think people would build up if the insurance was affordable. I think it's affecting people more than the building codes would.
Yeah. So this is an economic podcast, and since you're now in the position of dealing with development for the future of Cameron, do you have any opinions? No, I don't really believe anybody can tell the future, but where do you think the Cameron Parish economy is headed in the whole region? Do you have any ideas or thoughts on that?
Dan, I think the future is really bright for Cameron. If Cameron can just hang on for four more years, it's no secret that Cameron will see the first of the major LNG money when Cheniere's trains 1 and 2 come on the tax roll in 27.
So that's when the ITEP...
The ITEP.
We're all getting those questions. Is it going to roll?
It
how
is.
How much? And that's almost impossible to answer, but you can... It's going to come in about 4 years.
We won't see the money until 28, and then followed by trains 3 and 4 the following year. And we realize as Cameron Parish that that comes with much scrutiny, and that all the eyes in the state will be on us watching to see what and how we handle it. Our first priority will be to replenish our rainy day fund to ensure that we are independent of FEMA and insurance companies for immediate repairs after future disasters. We know that there will be more disasters. I mean, it took about $30 million just to clean up debris after Hurricane Laura. Then we have about $500 million worth of coastal projects that should have been done 20 years ago to protect ourselves. We're currently reworking our parish master plan, prioritizing independency from FEMA, coastal protection, and a plan that will allow our parishioners that want to return home to do so. Ultimately, after repairing everything, we've been putting Band-Aids on for the last 40 years. We will look at any new additions we want to make to the parish. As all of this happens, quality of life in Cameron Parish will get better. We expect and hope people will come home and our youth will take these great paying jobs at these new economic endeavors that are moving into Cameron Parish, and they'll stay in the parish and they'll raise their families there. I think along with Cameron Parish's economy, Southwest Louisiana, as Dr. Lauren Scott alluded to when he was here, is equally as bright. I think we have the right leadership on this side of the state now, and we're beginning to get the attention at the state and federal level that we've deserved for decades. I think LNG has played a huge part of that and will continue to. The construction industry will ramp up rapidly again at the beginning of 2024. CP2 will soon be in full construction mode, and we will have lots of construction going on in Cameron Parish, as well as several construction expansions going on in Calcasieu Parish.
It's so great you brought that up about coming in 4 years and you're prepping now, because yes, there's a lot of ITEP money coming up, but Cameron Parish really needs it, but right. It's going to take a ton of work to get that all implemented. Everything you're saying, it's a good thing that the local governments and the local businesses and the residents are all really good to work with, because it's going to be a pretty big task, I would say, right?
It is going to be a big task.
Yeah.
It is.
That is great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. If we ran a little longer, that's my fault, because I brought up the Nacogdoches dichotomy there.
Always good to bring in a little history.
Yeah, I did not know anything about that, but now I do. So thank you so much. But this has been great. I would encourage everybody to look more at Cameron Parish. It's such a unique place, and I hope like it becomes the most diverse recreation industrial center for the state and the region. I think it's going to be great. And thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.